And now here's Tim to introduce the final batch of news stories.
Thank you, Alison. I'm delighted to say that we now have four good news stories, starting with a report on a Norwich City win. They beat Charlton 1-0 in the FA Cup at the Charlton Ground, a result that had not seemed likely when they started. The police report that more than half the drug lines into Norwich and Norfolk have been stamped out. Greater Anglia's new trains have now clocked up over 15 million miles, but they've yet to reach King's Lynn. The Norfolk car manufacturer Lotus has had its best sales year for a decade. And I've been asked by my editor to mention that one of the pleasures of reading the evening news is the shocking proofreading. This week, in a story we're not reading in full, we were told that a new cafe is working with a highly qualified barrister who will help us develop a menu consisting of homemade cakes, desserts and sandwiches. We assume that they've sent their chef, or barista, to argue cases in the High Court. Here's Alison with the good news from Norwich City.
A win, a goal and a clean sheet. Not to forget passage into the FA Cup fourth round. None of those looked that likely as Dean Smith trooped to the dressing rooms at the interval. Charlton had been bright and confident and willing to pin back a lacklustre Norwich. After such a desperately poor December in the Premier League, this was not the watershed offering those in the packed away end would have expected. Smith took decisive action with a triple substitution at half-time that brought a long-awaited return for Milo Rashica. The attacker was the difference, not only in settling a tie that could have easily gone to extra time if Chris Gunter's header had clipped the underside of Tim Krul's bar in stoppage time, but in the calmness, composure and quality in the final third that was sadly absent prior to his introduction. From small acorns, who knows what this win can do for the massive league challenge ahead. But Smith said on Friday, after a bruising festive spell on and off the pitch, he had to build his players back up again. That certainly looked to have proved elusive after a sluggish first half, but City got the job done. They also welcomed some of their biggest hitters back. But the real acid test awaits at West Ham in a few days' time.
More than half the drug lines into Norwich and Norfolk have been stamped out by officers in the past 12 months, a police boss has revealed. And the leader of Norfolk Police's County Lines operation added reports of drug-related crimes will go down in 2022, now that significant arrests have been made. She said that there are now under 30 drug lines into Norwich and Norfolk compared to 75 in November 2019. Fewer than 10 of these, still in operation, are classed as the highest harm drug lines, where factors are identified such as exploitation of children and indications of weapon carrying. The term county lines describes illegal drugs being transported from major cities such as London to smaller cities and towns across the country, in which children or vulnerable people are coerced into the operation by gangs. A Freedom of Information request submitted to Norfolk Police shows there were a total of 175 arrests in connection with county lines across Norwich in 2021. The month of March saw the most arrests during the year, with 24, while April had the fewest, with 4. Detective Chief Inspector Sonia Humphreys said, "During 2021, we were fixated on those with the highest harm, and we've been focusing on those exploiting and coordinating activities. We're starting to see more meaningful arrests. Back in 2016, if there were episodes of street dealing, it may have taken several months to get those cases through to court." But DCI Humphreys stressed police are making use of technology and public intelligence to keep the numbers of criminals on the streets down in 2022. We're always scanning for Norwich threats, and we can't just assume what will be in front of us, the county lines expert continued. We can't rest, sit back, and think this is the only threat coming. We carefully work with our own department and the public.
Greater Anglia's new trains have now clocked up over 15 million miles, the equivalent of the moon and back 31 times. But they've still not reached King's Lynn. The operator is in the process of replacing every train on its network. It added an additional 32 new trains in 2021 and now has a total of 102 in its fleet. To make way for the state-of-the-art modern trains, 86 old trains were retired in the past 12 months. Every route on the Greater Anglia network now has new trains, except King's Lynn to London Liverpool Street, where they will be introduced later this year. The new trains are longer and have more seats, plus features including fast, free Wi-Fi, improved accessibility, and dedicated cycle spaces.
Norfolk-based car manufacturer Lotus has had its best annual global retail sales performance in a decade. During 2021, Lotus sold 1,710 new cars, its highest number of sales since 2011, and an increase of 24% on the previous year when it sold 1,378. An internationally recognised brand, Lotus was first founded in 1961 by Anthony Chapman, who used the experience he'd gained in aircraft technology during national service in the RAF to develop racing cars. Since then, the company has grown to become one of the most prestigious sports cars manufacturers in the world. Last year saw the car company's iconic Elise, Exige and Evora models end production, which could have resulted in the rise in sales as consumers looked to secure the models before production ceased. The Elise was Lotus's global top seller during 2021, with both its Sport 240 Final Edition and the Cup 250 Final Edition models selling well.